All right. Questions about them? Or just let me give a quick one-liner. What do you guys need? No, they wore you out. Quick one-liner. Andre Williams, I'm sure you heard, seen. This guy's a big, strong, downhill, violent runner. He's going to break tackles, going to pound out yards, and going to be physical. The safety, San Diego State, just a football player. This guy's a team captain. He plays, they kind of play him in a kind of a hybrid role, safety, corner, linebacker role, where he's all over the place, spur, different defenses call it something different. But, this guy knows multiple positions. And, again, a guy who plays hard, high motor, very instinctive, and physical for a small guy, but that's his trade. He's very physical. Kennard, great bloodlines. Another guy that physical, tough guy. He's played outside backer in a 3-4. He's played middle backer in a 4-3 under a couple different defensive coordinators. We had him in here on a visit. This guy's one of the sharpest guys that we've had in terms of football knowledge. Another captain, face of the program, leader of the team. Bennett Jackson, another captain, size, speed, corner. Still kind of growing, developing at the position, former wide receiver. We think has a lot of upside. One of these guys late in the draft, these big corners that have been taken that can run, that you work with and, you hit on, make their way on teams for a couple years, and then you got a player.
Surprised with you that Williams was there.
A little bit. I think we were kind of worried that he'd get taken up right there before us in the fourth. Especially when a couple backs got taken, and then seeing some teams up there who might have needed a back. Just, with his skill set, we think it transfers well up here, and thought somebody might take him there.
You have a second round grade on him?
We had a good grade on him, and a real good grade. Yep. Kind of second, third-ish kind of grade.
In other years, would he have been a guy, running back seemed to be devalued in the draft. In other years, mm-hmm. would he have been a kind of guy who would have been higher?
It's hard to say. It's just each year, first round backs the last 2 years. Why, I don't know. Is it just no any more great backs, or they're getting devalued? Is it both? Who knows? We'll see what happens in 2 years, what the trend is, and maybe they come back in vogue once we, maybe teams will start running the ball. You just don't know.
He doesn't get a tight end here. They were talking about how the second round kind of played out, and there might have been some guys there that just didn't work out. How much of that was the actual class maybe not being as talented or strong as maybe it has been in the past, and enough of as many guys maybe as you would have?
We need a tight end. We need this, we need that. You got 7 picks, and you can't take everything you need. You can't have first round picks at every pick that you want and things you think you need. The tight end position, it wasn't a class we didn't feel was very strong. And then even a couple of the guys, there's things that just to the outside eye you don't know about with some of these guys that may devalue them even more. So for us, we were comfortable with the players we took in our spots, and we weren't going to force any players, overvalue anybody or push them up because – people may think we need a tight end. It's just not the way we operate. We take the best player, and the windows where we had those players, we took the guys we felt were the best.
These next few hours, is it just an extension of the board you've already created with undrafted free agents, or how does that work?
Yeah, what we'll do now is, and it's good that we picked in the bottom of the sixth. Usually you pick at the seventh round, you're still kind of tuned in to what's going on, and you have to make your pick. Where now we have all this time, and it's actually kind of a gift and a curse, because now we got this time, we're putting guys over on a free agent board that we like, and then they keep getting picked off. So, we're just kind of focusing on targeting free agents that we want to sign so that when the draft is over, we can pounce on those guys.
How do they make it easier or harder for you not having a rookie minicamp? Obviously, you don't have to make 30 more calls and bring in more bodies.
As far as the free agent process? It's a little easier. You just don't have to sign as many. You can just target guys and then go after them as opposed to, all right, we got to get, you know, 50 bodies in here.
With Devon, how much did his experience as a defensive end kind of help him move back to outside linebacker? And was that a factor at all?
Sure. We always like versatile players. And just the fact that he was able to do that and transition to those positions easily each year just shows you his football sense and football IQ. And that was one of the things that was most intriguing about him when we had him here, just his ability to just communicate about all positions up on the front, which it was very impressive. So hopefully going forward when we get him here, a guy that in the middle of a game, in the middle of the week, whatever, hey, go here, and he'll be able to do it very easily.
I think Andre Williams can play right away. I mean, protect the passer, do the little things that running backs need to do.
He can run the ball. So, yeah, he can play, just turn around and hand him the ball. He can do that. So, he's done that pretty well. So, of course, so these college guys all have to learn how to pass block. It's rare nowadays where you see a guy that's ready-made to pass block. But, you know, throughout camp and preseason, I mean, he's willing. He's a big body. The times he does it, he likes to do it, so he should transition to that fairly easily.
When you look at this draft and kind of how it unfolded, how do you compare it to recent, you know, to past years and stuff in regards to, you know, how you felt it went for you guys? Was it hectic, or did things kind of unfold better than they had in the past? Or?
Nah, each year I feel good afterwards. I feel because I trust the process and I believe in our scouts. I believe in our coaches and the process we go through. Whether we're right or wrong or what happens, the process we go through, we feel we're doing the right things and we make the decisions that we feel are best at the time. We're not batting 1,000. Nobody is. But each year I come out feeling like we did the right thing.
With the safety,
well, you compare it to that third safety role, that the Deion Grant role, as we've called it. So that would be the most natural fit, just, okay, this is what he did and this is what that role was. But wherever Perry went, whatever he wants to do, if he wants to play him high, he wants to play him whatever, it's up to them. But we like that he was just a player.
Is that becoming an actual bit more of a position that players sort of specialize in, do you think? Or?
Yeah, I think so. You're seeing more hybrid players at all positions, really. With the nature of these offenses, the spread offenses, you're seeing DNs who are smaller and are linebacker size, and linebackers who are smaller, more DB size, and safeties and corners that are interchangeable because of the nature of being spread out. This basketball on grass kind of deal that's going on now.
Is that kind of what you see Kennard as, also a hybrid type guy, maybe kind of similar to what you thought you were going to get when you were originally trying to get O'Brien Schofield? Is that sort of the role that he would?
Yeah, he can rush the passer from the edge. He's been in the middle, so we're going to throw him in there and see if he can do that.
Middle backer,
outside backer Sam, and, you know, put his hand down sometimes too. But again, it's up to Perry how he wants to use him. But he's done all three, and we feel like, you know, definitely right away, maybe just throw him at middle and then go from there.